Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, June 13th, 2023. It's 10:33 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order and begin it as usual with an invocation today led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Pierce, if you feel led to rise.
And if you don't mind, you can bow your heads, please. And we go to the good Lord's asking that he give his divine wisdom to each and every member of this commissioner's court, but not just us. Each and every elected official in Jefferson County to make this county a better county than it has been in the past. And Lord, please keep your loving arms around those service people fighting for our democracy to make sure that this country stay number one and move in the right direction. Lord, help and bless every family of employees and the employees that work for us. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me to the pledge to our great nation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
All right. Right now we'll have a time of public comment. For anyone wishing to make public comment on anything on the agenda, under our rules of decorum, you may approach the lectern if you have a comment about any of those items on the agenda. If you're attending remotely, you need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing no public comment, we'll move on to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for invitation for bid for used haul trucks for Jefferson County Precinct 1 and 3. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item B is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a contract for a request for a proposal for inmate health care services for Jefferson County Correctional Facility with Core Health. Item C is consider approve, execute, receive, and file job order contract with Preferred Facilities Group for Annex 2 roof replacement in the amount of $265,567.22 in accordance with buy board contract 581-19. Item D is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Pearson and Alford. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge. I'd just like to thank the Sheriff and John and Patrick and Deb for all the hard work they did on that inmate health care contract. That is a major expenditure for the county, and they put in a lot of hours on that. So we're hoping that we can do better. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for repairs. Item B is consider and approve a field agreement among the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, Jefferson County for wildlife damage management activities effective October 1st, 2023 at $3,200 per month. Item C is to receive and file a subrecipient agreement for American Rescue Plan Act Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds with West Jefferson County Municipal Water District. Item D is receive and file a subrecipient agreement for American Rescue Plan Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds with Meeker Municipal Water District. Item E is to file a subrecipient agreement for ARPA Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds with City of Nome. Item F is consider and approve reallocation of unspent capital items, budgeted items of $121,472 for Ford Park, an increased transfer to subsidy for operations. Item G is regular county bills check numbers 507011 through 507268. Do I have a motion on those items under all?
So moved.
Second.
By Commissioner Senegal, second. Who seconded?
Me.
Seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider and possibly approve the appointment of Ed Kessler to the Jefferson County Tourism Committee to replace Keith Neal, who resigned. Item B is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a demolition waiver for the city of Port Arthur for unsafe structure of 1828 East 15th Street in Port Arthur And item C is to execute a demolition waiver for the city of Port Arthur for an unsafe structure at 3122 Ozark Avenue in Port Arthur. Do I have a motion on both items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioners Alford and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Engineering Department, we have one item because item B will be tabled while engineering is awaiting further information. Item A is to execute, receive, file an overweight vehicle permit and road use agreement to Duffield Inc. for the purpose of pipeline construction and hauling of materials along Jefferson County roads in precincts 2 and 4. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioners Erickson and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes our regular agenda item. Is there any member of the court who wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Yes, Judge, while we have this, not to beat a dead horse. Hold on, Sheriff, before you leave, I want to make this statement. As Commissioner
Erickson.
A senior moment, said earlier in the court, the cost of $3.1 million increase to health care services for inmates and people. I want the cities and all the cities, especially the cities that's utilizing this jail more than other cities, to understand that that $3.1 million increase is on the backs of this court to try and, along with the sheriff, to find ways of utilizing that money best, and there should be some cost bearing on their budgets also in municipalities that utilizing that jail. That's an open wound that we've been treating for a while, but I just want to let them know that $3.1 million is on our backs. And a lot of the people that are occupying that jail come from two of the major cities. Now, I'm not saying none come from the smaller cities. So that's our health care that we got to have, that we are forced to provide to by the taxpayers, and that's taxpayers' dollars, that we shouldn't really just bear the burden alone on that. Patrick has tried for several years to try and spread that cost around against many, against me calling him crazy at one time, but now I understand why he tried to increase that cost. Thank you.
Patrick, the reason why he did that, because, you know, way back in the day, he was one of those city people that did that to us. But, Sheriff, we appreciate the work that you provided in this. But it's like you said, it's one of those things we can't do without. So, you know, we have to provide it. And so the citizens know that, keep them safe. Those things are important to them. It's important to us. So it's just a cost that we have to deal with.
And I'd also note that, before COVID, we had about around roughly 600 average daily population, and I think it was 915, according to the sheriff this morning. So we've seen a 50% increase in the number of inmates over the last couple of years, primarily due to the backup in the court system that related to COVID pandemic. But she's taking care of a lot more people now than what we were beforehand, and so you've got a 25% increase for a 50% increase in the number of inmates. So, anyway.
Right. I was just going to say that. For the general public or lay people who don't understand, the last 4 years we've seen an increase in population. Our population is far more than it was, in 2017 and 18 when we started. People have, mental and medical conditions. And so the longer they spend in our jail, we are obligated and responsible for treating those mental health issues, diagnosing them. And once you do that, then you have to medicate them. And so what you're looking at are not only increases in medical and mental health costs, but the medications to treat them, and everything that goes with outsourcing, bringing people to the hospitals. We have people that are on dialysis, and we shared with the court those hours. And so it's not poor management or mismanagement, it is just inflation and the cost of doing business. And so thank you guys for understanding that.
And Adon, I also wanted to put a bug in your ear while the sheriff is here. One of the things that we wanted to check on that we discussed last week but not today is whether or not, you know, we've recently at the government benefits pool taken some steps for all of us here, all the employees, to reduce our medication costs through some alternative means, supply chains. And we want to see whether you can check on whether or not those alternative supply chains would result in savings on medication costs for the jail also.
Don, I have a couple of groups that I want you to look at to make sure that you're putting that loop that you're looking at, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. All right, that completes our agenda. I would note one last thing, and that is that Friday I received a letter from Allison Goetz that while she intends to continue to serve to the best of her ability the remainder of her elected term, that she will be not, because of health challenges, seeking re-election in 2024. And we just want to say that we appreciate the service that she's given to the citizens of Jefferson County during her tenure thus far, during several tenures. And we obviously wish her Godspeed in her recovery. Anything further, Commissioner? Nana, thank you also very much for being here today, and we are adjourned.